The Eagle with a stripped version of Let It Bleed. Rolling Stones, a suggestion for Kara Sheffield, our guest DJ this morning. Welcome, Kara.
Thank you, Charlie. Super happy to be here.
Now, what do you like about that?
You know, I like that kind of country groove that it has. I'm a huge fan of the Stones. They're currently my favorite band. And I like their versatility. You know, they can do blues. They can do that, like, dirty, kind of grungy garage rock. Uh-huh. And then they also have that country sound in some of their songs. Like we talked about, Exile on Main Street. It's my personal favorite, but it's got a lot of that kind of country thing.
Yeah, Americana sort of
Americana,
angle to it.
I guess, yeah. And, you know, I spent my childhood in the South mm-hmm. and was exposed to a lot of country music. And, yeah, so it's
yeah,
kind of
you grew up in Arkansas, so mm-hmm. your family got you into the rock, though?
Yeah, on my mother's side, my dad was the country guy, right. And then my mom always listened to more rock. I remember one of her favorites was Creedence, and I didn't like Creedence when I was a kid. I was like, oh, God, Mom, not Creedence again. But as I've gotten older, I've come to appreciate them. But she was very much an influence in what I listened to. So,
and you got a song for her coming up?
I do. Mm-hmm. It's going to be Never by Heart.
On the way next.
Red House by Jimi Hendrix. Love that song. I love that it really showcases Jimmy's blues chops, because a lot of his music, it always has that blues background, but some of it's just so loud and fast and heavy hitting. And I like just the kind of ease of that song, and the tribute to throwback real old blues is something that I enjoy.
Absolutely. Kara Sheffield, our guest DJ for the day. A bit about yourself.
Well, I am a Sacramento transplant, but I've lived here for 18 years, which is the longest I've ever lived anywhere. I lived in Arkansas till I was 13.
Right.
I love Sacramento. I've seen a lot of growth in the time I've been here. I live in Midtown. I love that I have all these great restaurants within walking distance. Yeah. I work in restaurants myself. Mm-hmm. I'm a bartender, and my boyfriend's chef. So I have lots of good people around me. The restaurant industry is fantastic. It's like our own small family within a family. I love that I can walk around and everywhere I go, I see someone I know, not just from the restaurants, but customers I've waited on from different places during the years. And yeah, it's just a good place. And the rents are going up and all these people are moving from the Bay Area and they're like, wow, Sacramento is really cool. And I'm like, shh, stop telling people that.
It's a big small town.
Stop telling people that.
Done.
This is Sacramento's Classic Rock. I'm your guest host, Kara Sheffield, picking and playing my songs on 96.9, the Eagles Radio Fantasy Camp.
Shake It Up. That song takes me back to my childhood. I was the first generation to have MTV. And when I say the first, I mean I was 7 years old when we got MTV when it first came out. And I remember seeing that video and just like, oh, yeah. You know, it has all these sexy chicks, which when you're seven, you shouldn't really be paying attention to sexy chicks, I guess. But my sister and I'd watch the video and be like, I want to be her. I want to be her. Wow. It was weird. But yeah, that song reminds me of being down in my living room and us dancing around and watching
The Cars, a new wave band that could rock, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They've got that, you know, Rick Ocasek's a great guitar player. Mm-hmm. They've got that rock and, yeah, they bridge, because it was the early 80s when new wave was starting to kind of come up.
Yep, creep it in.
Yeah, but
Kara Sheffield, our guest DJ this morning, you're also a fan of Heart.
Yes, they were rocking out before women were rocking out. Mm-hmm. Maybe not before. I guess women always did.
Pioneers.
And I didn't realize until a little later what huge Zeppelin fans they were, too, and what an influence Zeppelin was on them. And you saw when they were, I think, Zeppelin was inducted into the Kennedy Center, Heart did some Zeppelin songs.
Amazing.
It was really cool. And Ann Wilson's just got a kick-ass voice. Train Kept a Rollin' by Aerosmith. I'm kind of embarrassed to admit, I do like Aerosmith a lot, but the first time I ever heard Aerosmith was when they did Walk This Way with Run DMC.
That really brought them back into the popular realm there
it
in
did.
The mid-80s when they did. They resurrected their career.
It did, and I was like 10 or 11, and that was the first time. And I saw the same thing with the video. Like, Steven Tyler burst through, and I'm like, oh, my God, what is this guy, you know? And then as I got older and started to delve into them a little bit, I enjoyed them. I've seen them live a couple times, and this Train Kept a Rollin', I like this song a lot.
Rock and rock.
Yeah.
This is Kara Sheffield, our guest DJ for today. And speaking of trains, you took a few trains in another continent?
Yeah, I'm a Europe nerd, medieval history. I'm super nerdy about that. And when I was 21, my best friend and I, we had a Eurail pass and traveled to 13 countries in those 2 months. And I've been back a couple times since. And I love taking the trains. They're amazing, the train system over there. You can get just about anywhere.
And in France, you were like focusing on like the wine country?
Though? Yeah, wine. I've studied wine and medieval castles. I followed Joan of Arc's route through the Loire Valley.
Interesting. I'll drink to that.
Yep.
This is Sacramento's Classic Rock. I'm your guest host, Kara Sheffield, picking and playing my songs on 96.9, the Eagles Radio Fantasy Camp.
Stop Dragging My Heart Around, Stevie Nicks and Tom Petty. I've always loved that song. The duet kind of used to happen a lot more than it does these days. Yep. Kind of miss that format. A few years ago, I saw Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers at the Greek Theater in Berkeley, and it was the 30-year anniversary tour, and he said, I have a special guest for you, and guess who comes out? Stevie Nicks, and they sang the song. I was thrilled. Still get goosebumps thinking about it.
Kara Sheffield, our guest DJ for the day, and I know you're a Pink Floyd fan because you're wearing a Floyd t-shirt here.
I am. Nice. I had a hard time picking which band shirt to wear because I have a lot of them, and the song, I Wish You Were Here, I love this song. It's my favorite album. Shine On You Crazy Diamond would have been my first choice, but it is a little long for the radio. Yeah, and David Gilmour is my absolute favorite guitar player. His sound is just so unique and soaring and beautiful. Yeah, Wish You Were Here. Let's do this. When the Levee Breaks, Led Zeppelin. Such a great song, and it kind of resonates with me because growing up where I did in the Mississippi Delta area, my family had a farm down there and about 15, 20 miles from the Mississippi River. Mm-hmm. And in that song, I can just hear it's ominous the way that rolls in. It's like thunder and lightning coming along. And that was always a worry is if it flooded, a lot of people were screwed. They had a major, major flood down there in like 1912 or something and washed out a lot of the towns. And it's just a great song, and that opening drum beat just gets me every time. It's so killer and
monstrous.
Yeah.
This is Sacramento's Classic Rock. I'm your guest host, Kara Sheffield, picking and playing my songs on 96.9, the Eagles Radio Fantasy Camp.
The Chain, Fleetwood Mac, my second song featuring Stevie Nicks, but not just Stevie Nicks, the great band behind her. I love Fleetwood Mac. That's one of the bands, like the Eagles, or you know, where everybody can sing pretty much, and they have these great harmonies. And that song, you know, rumors I've heard somebody say once, I can't believe that they put out such a great album because they are all so high on cocaine and everybody was sleeping with everybody else and breaking up with everybody else. And it's just this masterpiece of music.
Of chaos. Yeah. Kara Sheffield, our guest DJ for today, and you're also a fan of Eric Clapton.
I am, and I chose Layla. I know some people, they're like, oh, yeah, that's not very original, and you hear it all the time, but it's my favorite love song. It's a sad love song, but it's just so beautiful, and that guitar at the end, the way it segues into that piano, it's just, it's a rock song, but it's like, it's a heartfelt. It's just, it's pretty. It's a pretty rock song. Tumbling Dice, Rolling Stones. I had mentioned earlier that Exile on Main Street is my favorite album by the Stones, and I think this song is one of the more radio-friendly. There's some, you don't hear a lot of the songs from that album on the radio, which I don't understand, but that's fine.
It's blues rock.
It is blues rock, and it also has, as I talked about with the Stones, that country feel that I like. I also, what I enjoy about that song and the Stones in general and the song we're going to hear next is the use of backup vocals. You've probably seen that documentary, 20 Feet from Stardom, about the backup singers. That was really great. And I love that kind of, there's almost a gospel-y feel to that song.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Got that throwback gospel feel. Kara Sheffield, our guest DJ for today. And things you like to do in your spare time.
I like to get out of town. My boyfriend Jason is from Grizzly Flat, a small town, if you want to call it that, because there's no grocery stores or anything, just houses. It's in El Dorado County. He grew up there. His mom is listening today. Hi, Mama Ruth. She still lives there, so we'll go visit her, and he takes me on little jaunts around him being a local boy with a four-wheel drive. We can get off the main roads. And we went to an amazing swimming hole this summer that was three different pools that flowed into each other. And we were the only ones there. And there's just a lot of beauty close by in Northern California. We're really lucky. We can get to the coast. We always say that about Sacramento. But we went camping up the Fort Ross area, up above Fort Ross last month. And I like to get outside and now that I have someone to do that.
Broadcasting from the...
This is Sacramento's Classic Rock. I'm your guest host, Kara Sheffield, picking and playing my songs on 96.9, the Eagles Radio Fantasy Camp.
You got lucky, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. I've mentioned them a couple times and played a couple songs. Tom Petty, another one of the great ones we've lost recently. I just always remember hearing Tom Petty growing up in my childhood. My parents listened to him. It's just, there's not a whole lot of bands that I still listen to that I always just remember having in my life. I guess that's not true. I still listen to a lot of the same things. But that song, it's almost like that, it's unusual for them, that kind of keyboard synthesizer sound. Yeah. They don't use a whole lot of that. So I just think it's a little bit unusual.
Yeah.
I like it.
Kara Sheffield, our guest DJ for the day. Been a lot of fun.
Yes, it has.
I think our musical tastes coincide quite a bit.
I know. You guys have missed a lot of great conversation off the air.
That's been a lot of fun. If you'd like to join me some random Sunday for a couple of hours and share some of your favorite tunes and stories, find out more about Radio Fantasy Camp online at eagle969.com. One more for you, Kara. Allman Brothers.
Yeah, I just really like this song. There's no particular reason. It's just a great song.